Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Chaf, and we will talk about Ma'achal ben Drusoi. That is today's topic, and that is comes up right on the top of the daf where the Gemara comments on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that food has to be roasted and ready before Shabbos, or else there is a problem of Gzeira Shem Yechate Begecholim, the chash that was brought up already on daf Yud Chesam Beis. Shem Yechate, something that we'll talk about more in the third parak, when we talk about Shehiya and Hachazara and Hatmana. But the Gemara says, how much is considered cooked before Shabbos so that you don't have to worry about Shem Yechate? V'kama, Amar, Abelazam, Arav, Kadeshi, Yitzolim, Hibo, Yom, Kamacho, Ben Drusoi. As long as it's roasted before Shabbos, Kamacho, Ben Drusoi, that means basically edible. Why Ben Drusoi was abandoned? Rashi says, listim haya. He was abandoned. He was always eating on the run. He didn't have time to eat in a calm and collected way. So that is why Chazal say that as long as it's edible enough for him, that's considered cooked, that's considered ready, and therefore that is all you need. How much is ma'achol ben drusoi? So there is a well-known machlokas right here between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says, shlish bishulo, umevashal bishulo shlish. That is the Shita of Rashi. This is Shita. The Meiri also quotes it earlier, and the Torah Mishnah Gimel quotes it. A third cooked. Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gilyonei HaShas here notes that there are a number of halachos throughout Shas that have to do with a third, and a third shows significance. Right? He quotes the Mishnah in Ezeo Neshech in the fifth parak in Bava Metzia that talks about how much in terms of giving somebody a person giving an animal or something to someone else. Reuben giving Shimon, and Shimon's going to bear responsibility for the item. And they split the profit, which is kind of like avak ribis. So the Gemara there says that if you're going to give an animal to a person, in order for it to not be ribis, avak ribis, that you should keep it. Umagavlan osanat sheyu mishu lashin. What does mishu lashin mean? Rashi says, until they're a third old, until they've reached a third of their a third of their stature, a third of their growth. Or he also quotes the Gemara Maseches Nida on Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara talks about the different stages of pregnancy. And the Gemara says, if somebody is Meshamish Mitaso Liyom Tishim on day 90, right at the end of the first trimester, Ki'ilu Shofech Damim, it's not safe. That's what the Brisa says, and Abaya argues, Meshamish Meholech Shomer Psoim Hashem. But Rashi there says, what do you mean Yom Tishim? L'shlish Yamim Havichiyuso. That's a third of the pregnancy. That's a significant stage, right? So Rabbi Yosef Engel says that Rashi might be connected to that idea that a third plays a significant role. But the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Des Halacha Hei, says, and the Ravid agrees, no, it is half. Half bishulo. That is what Machol Ben Drusoi is, right? The Rambam says that here. If you leave basar on coals before Shabbos, if it's already roasted kagrogeris, afilu bishnayim v'shloshim makol maschayev. Lo nislabo kagrogeris, avon nispashel kulo, chatzi bishol chayev. Chatzi bishol, Ravid, pirish kamachol ben drusoi. Interesting question, what's the Ravid commenting on? Usually the Ravid is jumping on the Rambam, and here he just seems to explain it. Okay, that's the machloket between Rashi and the Rambam relating to Machlom and Josoi, a third or a half. The problem is the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch seems to be Soser himself. Shulchan Aruch in Reish Nun Dalet here in Hilchos Shabbos. Reish Nun Dalet in Hilchos Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch we find it. Ein Solon, Reish Nun Dalet Sif Beis. Ein Solon Basa, quotes our Mishnah. Ein Solon Batzol, Ubeitza, O Basa Agabi Gechalam, Elek Beish Yislami Bodyom, Mishneit Sadov Kamachom Ben Drusoi Shehu, Chatzi Bishulo. That is the Shulchan Aruch here. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Yaredeya, in Hilchos Bishul Akum, which we'll get back to in a few minutes, a little bit later, the Shulchan Aruch there says otherwise. The Shulchan Aruch there says, what is Machol Ben Drusoi? Quotes Rashi. This is in Reish Nun Dalet Sif Ches. Says that was Reish Nun Dalet Ches. This is Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Yud Gimel Ches. Says let me just find it. Nasan Yisrael Kedera La'esh, right? By Bishul Akum, a Jew has to do a significant part of the process. If a Jew cooks it, Kamachol Ben Drusoi, and then a Goy takes it, there's no problem with a Goy cooking it, there's no Bishul Akum. How much does a Jew have to cook it? Machol Ben Drusoi, Shehu, Shlish Bishulo, Kisha Silka, right? A third. As long as it's a Jew gid, a third, that is good enough. Nasa yisol kader ala eish v'silko v'ovik l'chavim v'chira. Asur, elam ken higi alachom medjusay shushlish bishlo kishe silka. So ask the mefarshim, how could the Shulchan Aruch be so sure himself? So if you look in the Beis Yosef himself, in Yaredeya, when he talks about this, so he, obviously we just asked a stira in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yaredeya, the Beis Yosef himself, there in Yaredeya, says, V'afa bishim edivrei ha-Rambam nireshu chatzi bishulo. So he tries to say, maybe the Rambam only said it in Hilchos Shabbos. So maybe even the Rambam, maybe not the Rambam doesn't say it, but he says, Kedayim Rashi v'arash b'lisbach aleim b'yisr bishul at negoyim d'rabanan. It's only an isr d'rabanan by bishul akam, so it'll be mekel. It'll be mekel like Rashi, and as long as it's only a third cook, that's good enough to prevent bishul akam. When it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, midaraisa, that's more machmir, therefore it is like the Rambam, chatzi bishulo. So how is that a chumrah? We're machmir like the Rambam, but that's issue that the Rambam the Shulchan Aruch brings up. He says it's a chumrah that way. It rather seems like me'ikra din, like the Rambam. By Daraisa, we say a half. It's just for Mako by Bishul Akam. Look at the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham points out, but the Hilchos Shabbos context that we're talking about is a Durabanan context. We're talking about Shehiya. So the Magen Avraham seems to say that answer is not going to work. It's not an issue of Durabanan versus Daraisa, because even here is Durabanan. Rather, the Magen Avraham here in Reish Nundalit says, Mishum Chumr de Shabbos, not Mishum Kula de Bishul Akam. Isurei Durabanan of Shabbos are more machmir than other contexts of halacha. This is kemat mefurish, at least according to the Rashash, in a Gemara. The Gemara in Beitza on Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara there is asking various questions on the Gemara, whether we are gozer in certain cases, shogig atumezid. So the Gemara asks about being matbel kalim shogig, if somebody did it, or mevashel b'shabbos. So the Gemara, the last line of the Gemara, in Yuzayin Mabez, after asking a couple of questions, the Gemara tries one more question. Mevashel b'shabbos b'shogig yochel mezid lo yochel. Bishol on Shabbos b'shogig, if you cooked on Shabbos b'shogig, he could eat it, but mezid lo yochel. So you see, you're not gozer shogig atumezid. Answers the Gemara, Isur de Shabbos, shiny. And if you look in the Rishash there in Beitza, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Isur de Shabbos shiny, the last line of the Gemara, again, I'm sorry, we're not giving proper focus on that Gemara. You have to go through that Gemara and see all the details of the previous point, but the Gemara, the Rishash on that Gemara says, Isur de Shabbos shiny is including even the Isurei de Rabbanan of Shabbos. All Isurim on Shabbos are chamur, even the Durabanans of Shabbos. Yesh lafarish de dichui zeh maspik gam ala maiser v'hamatbel de la'el. The Isur de Shabbos chamiri afilu shvus in the day. It doesn't quote it, but this could be, and it seems to be based in the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Emor, where he talks about the idea of Shabbosom, that Shabbos is not only a day that you're not allowed to do the lamates malachas, but it's a day to create an environment. Shenitz v'nir alisha medrash azel omar shenitz savinu min haTorah lios lanu menucha b'yantif afilu midvarim she'enon malacha. He's talking about yantif, but it's yantif and Shabbos. We're commanded from the Torah even, to have menucha even from things that are not malachas. Lo sheyitra kalayom, limdo datfuos, velishkol aperos, vamatanos. There are details that are drabanan, but there's an environment that we're supposed to create called Shabbason. And the Medrash seems to say, even Yisri drabanan of Shabbos have their own name, Shvusim. The Gemara says, "Ein li el dvarim shem mishum malacha, dvarim shem mishum shvus minayin tamalam or shmarta mazayam mazel lavi dvarim shem mishum shvus." So it quotes a medrash without going into it. The Rabban seems to say there in Emor, Perachav Gimel, Pasik Chaf Dalid, that there is an idea of the Yisurei Drabanan of Shabbos being more chamor than others. So maybe that's the Magen Avraham here. That's the pshat why the Shulchan Aruch is machmir by Hilchos Shabbos, according to the Rambam, and may go by the context of Bishul Akam. Fine. Machlokas Rashi Rabbah. The Chazon Ish notes, how do you determine half and a third? The Chazon Ish in Aruch Chaim, Siman Lamed Zayin, Osvav says it's measured by time. It goes by time. So if something takes an hour to cook, so 20 minutes is a third. 30 minutes is a half. That's how you figure it out. Even though, what's the chiddush of that? Even though sometimes a lot more cooking happens in the second half, right? Once something is defrosted or going from raw to semi-cooked, you know, the end could go faster. So other achronim, if you look in the Otzeres HaShabbos and other contemporary likutim, they're not so convinced of this. But that's what the Chazon Ish says here. It goes by the It goes by the shear. V'nei bishel u'tzura b'ha'ochav lo'shayach b'chatzoyim b'mida. V'tzorach l'shar v'zmana bishel. Im espashel kol tzorcha b'beis shows, arboam u'rgoyim heim l'shlish bishulo. 2 hours, so 40 minutes would be shlish bishulo. Fine, that is all part one. Part two. The Gemara has a dimyon to bishel akum. After the Gemara says here on Daf Chaf that Machlo ben Jusoi is what it is before Shabbos, Itmar Nami, Amar Vasi, Amar Biochana, Koshu, Kamachlo ben Jusoi, Ain Bo Misha Mishuli Nachrim. If a Jew cooks it, Kamachlo ben Jusoi, there is no problem more of Bishol Akum. So that comparison leaves open a couple of important discussions that we need to have. Number one, there is a Radvaz. The Radvaz has a Chiddush Gadol in a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Siman Reish Yud Gimel. The Radvaz says, something that can be eaten raw is not subject for Bishol Daraisa on Shabbos. Where does he get that from? From the Dimyon to Bishol Akum. We know Bishol Akum, something that, water. There's no Bishol Akum by water because you can drink water cold. There's no Bishol Akum by anything that can be eaten raw. So the Radvaz, based on our Gemara, connects that to Shabbos. Im yesh bo mishum mevashel b'Shabbos l'nin malkus ein aloka. Avol aser midi rabbanon. Vim nesbashlo me'alein ko shinichom erev Shabbos mutu lachlam b'Shabbos v'teida. And what's his raya? Shari dover shin nesbashel kamachlo ben jusoy ein chayev alav b'Shabbos. Once something is bachlo ben jusoy, it's no longer chayev on Shabbos. We'll get back to that. V'taima tekivan te'ika. Since somebody can eat it like that, once it's already edible, there's no more chiyah bishul daraisa. And surely things that are eaten raw. So just like we said, once there's machlo ben drusai, there's no chiyah of Shabbos, which he's taking a stand on that issue. Surely something that can be eaten raw, there's no bishul daraisa. So the Rabbi Yosef Engel finds that very difficult. Rabbi Yosef Engel right here in the Gilyoni Asha says, how could you say that? When it comes to Shabbos, there are definitions of what the malacha of Bishol is. When it comes to Bishol Akum is about Kiruv Etaite. So we say, Nechal Kamoshu Hu Chai, so there's no Kiruv Das, because I could have eaten it without the person doing anything for me. That's a very different requirement and a very different standard than I would have thought. And therefore, he is very upset at the comparison. Generally, the Radvazes and Shfus Yaakovs are all discussed. The Gilyoni Ashas seems to be very fond of those two specifically, but here he quotes this Radvaz, and he finds it very troubling. The Dvarav Plia Atsuma, Umayshna Masha, Mashkosva Raya, Mehachta Machom Josoy, Enu Muval. Doesn't make a sense. Right, our context, fine. Ava maze inyan ladavar shalom esbashal klal, shel chai yiyah bo chiyav al bishulo, shelo yiyah chayiv, So that is number one. Number two, this Fasemis also finds the parallel difficult. Because he says, after all, there are many that argue, we'll get to this, by the Shem, at the beginning of the third parak, with Chananya. Chananya is quoted here. Chananya quoted here in the Chaf HaMan Aleph, that anything that's Machlo Ben Jusoy, there is no problem of Shehiyah leaving it on an open flame before Shabbos. But many argue on that. And if many argue on that, how can you have that parallel to Bishol Akum? Okay, that's the Sfas Emes' comment here. But the other major issue, important issue, is what is the definition of Bishol Daraisa on Shabbos? So when it comes to liquids, you go by Yasol Edispo, a different topic. But when it comes to solids, Machlo Ben Jusoy. So it's going from not Machlo Ben Jusoy to Machlo Ben Jusoy, that for sure is Usur Daraisa on Shabbos. That's Bishol, making it edible. But what about more than that? What about going from Machlo Ben Jusoy to Mevushal Kol Tzarcho? What is the halacha there? Is that an Issa Daraisa or an Isser Darabanan? So that is a Machlokes Rishonim, the Rashba. In here in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Ches and Daf Lamed Tes says, once it's Machlo Ben Jusoy, that is the minimum and that is the maximum. This is like what the Radvaz said. That once you have Machlo Ben Jusoy, it's edible, done. Says the Rashba. The Rashba, because the Gemara on Daf Lamed Tes quotes the Mishnah, Kol Shabbat Bachamen Mi Lefnei Shabbos, Shoran Asa Bachamen B'Shabbos, the Mishnah of Bishol, Ein Bishol Achar Bishol. So what does it mean, Bachamen Mi Lefnei Shabbos? Pirish, says the Rashba, Shabbat Bachamen Mi Lefnei Shabbos, V'nisbashel Kemachlo Ben Jusoy. The shuv ain bo mishum bishul. There's no more bishul there. There's no more bishul daraisa once something is kol kamachlo ben jusoy. Hilkach, and therefore the Rashba says, shorna sofi libachamid v'kli rishon. You can put it even into a kli rishon. Av alone is bashul kamachlo ben jusoy. But if it wasn't cooked enough kamachlo ben jusoy, even though it got cooked a little bit, but it didn't get cooked kamachlo ben jusoy, so then vavei dovershin is bashul b'kli rishon. So then it is a problem. It's like a dover that was cooked in a kli rishon that is still subject to Bishol rules. Again, alone is bashul kamachlo ben jusoy. Having kedavershin is bashul b'kli rishon ketavlim chayosibo aser. Kedavet pirkin, as he quotes other kali bishol that
are still subject to Bishul. But the Rashba says, Macho ben Jusoi is the minimum and the maximum. And who argues? The Rambam. The Rambam argues and says, no, there is Bishul de Oraisa on Shabbos, even after Macho ben Jusoi, all the way up to Mavushal Kol Tzarcho. That is the Rambam Shita here in Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel, earlier than what we just quoted before. Says the Rama v'chinam mavashal b'chaim mitferi v'chiyas ben potter mavashal or davershu mavushal called tzarcho or davershino tzarcho b'mishal klal potter. If you cook something that is mavushal called tzarcho, you're potter. Mashma that if it's something that is not mavushal called tzarcho, so then he's still going to be subject to bishul daraisa. That, by the way, is the issue of magus. When we stir something that is not, let's say the chalant is not fully cooked. So let's say I'm going to be careful. I'm going to take the chalant off out of the crock pot. We'll learn all about that with the Shem in the third parak. And then I'm going to stir it when it's off. But if it's not fully cooked yet, that's a problem. Because stirring moves things around and cooks it in the pot itself. And according to the Rambam, that could be a daraisa. If some going from Machlo ben Jusoi to Mavushal Kol Tzarcho, so that is daraisa according to the Rambam. The Ketz Mishnah points it out. And the if you look in the Mishnah Brura, in Shin Yud Ches, Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Brura talks all about this this machlokes. Shulchan the Mishnah Brura here, Shin Yud Ches Sif Dalet. Let me just find it. Shulchan Aruch says towards the beginning of the siman about Bishul, which is Shin Yud Ches, says the Shulchan Aruch Tavshul Shem Esbashul called Tzarcho. Yeshba Mishum Bishul Im Nitztanein. If it's a matter called Tzarcho, there's still a Bishul if it gets cold. The Yeshomer Davkim is Tamik V'Yafelo. The Lone is Bashul called Tzarcho. I feel it's matter called Mejusoi. Shaiach Bo Bishul. I feel Bo the Raseach. This is the siman about Bishul Achar Bishul. But if you look in the Bir Halacha, Hine Dinze After Sasam Amachaber Mikol Makom Yeshba Ze Plug to the Ravasa. The Das Rambam. Right, oh, that, I'm sorry, he talks that this is about the Bishul Achar Bishul one. But the other one, the Bir Halacha, he talks about what is Bishul Daraisa, Shaiach Bo Bishul, that's the next one over here, that he talks about whether it is Daraisa or Darabana. Dibra Maskal Afilu. Lepela haya be'enai mitchila psacha machaber. Shesasam gadasa rambam. Valo harbe rishonim chokim alze, vehim haramban, varabino yona, vaharashba, vaharash, vaharan, vahameiri. Kulam poskim to mikimach and espashal kamachol ben jusoi shuv ein bo mishum bishul umutel achzir b'shabas latana gorf minag cholam afshu cham yochol gemar bishul adizeh. Many poskim, says the Bir Halachot, 5-6 of the great Rishonim hold like the Rashba, but then he says amna matazi acharkach the gam dasa Rambam lav dasi yichidahu the harbe minir Rishonim pesorven kamoso the arzarua holds like the Rambam v'chulu, and he goes at the end he says yosi midrarenu da Rambam v'harashi v'atruma v'asmag v'asmak v'gosmani v'arzarua v'ariva v'atur. They all hold as bishul the alkein ein lazuz l'maisa mipsaka shulchan aruch uveprad daraisa, and therefore there are many mishonim like the Rambam and one should be machmir. Interesting lumdus question: what's the nekudas hamachlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba? Why should there be bishul daraisa after machlo men jusoi before mavushal kol tzarcho? So the, if you look in the Rav Ribiad in one of the footnotes on page Tav Lamed Hey, in his footnotes, he suggests that according to the Rashba, Dachar and Bashal Kamachal Ben Jusoi, Shuvlo Shayach, Mishum Bishul, Mishum de Gabi Ochel, Iker Pulas Habishul, Mashim Misakna Lasosa Rai Lachila. The definition of Bishul is making something edible. Shizu Tikin Yisodi Ba Ochlin, Shemevula Madrega Shem Ochel. Give it a Shem Ochel. It gets a Shem Ochel right when you make a Machal Ben Jusoi. According to the Rambam, it already has a Shem Ochel. So the definition of Bishul can't be giving it a Shem Ochel. It must be, that's one, giving it a Shem Ochel. That's true, the Rambam agrees from going from less to Machal Ben Jusoi is also. But there's also any type of improvement, making it better for the person, making it better for, let's say, more people would eat it even. So then the Maisa Bishul, that would also be, that would also be included in the definition. One final point, and that is, but getting back to Bishul Akum, everybody agrees, as the Argamara says, if something is cooked by a Jew, Kamachlo ben Jusoi, so then if a Goy does anything, it's not a problem. What about the opposite case? What if a Goy cooks a Kamachlo ben Jusoi? Do we say then that it's too late? That a Jew's input is too late and it can't help because once it's cooked? Or do we say no? A Jew could still take part in it. So that is another machlokas Rishonim there in Masechet Avodah Zarah, the Rabbi Hananel and the Rashba in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Ches say it's too late, and that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Psak of the Shulchan Aruch is that it's too late, and the psak of the Ramah, though, the Ramah passes like the Rush there in Avodah Zarah based on the tour, so that one can be Mekel. One can be Mekel even if a Goy did a Kamachlo Ben Jusoi, still a Jew could come in and save the day. In Bishlo Obeko Chavin, this is Yoredea Kuf Yud Gimel Tes. In Bishlo Obeko Chavin Kamachlo Ben Jusoi, Vigamru Yisrael, Yesh Lassar. There's also Elam Kain, who Erev Shabbos, or Erev Yantov, Yesh Hefsin Meruva. If there's a big Tzarech, you can.
Yesh matirin b'chol inyan, and the Ramah says Yesh matirin tur b'shem arush v'ran v'arif u'maharam v'arazaru v'heter v'smak. He quotes all of these shitas. If you look in the Shach v'yesh matirin v'chein askam asrov aposkim delo kemarshal, right? We're makel in this case, even though it doesn't seem to be so consistent. If a Jew cooks a kamachal and drusoy, it's enough. If a guy cooks a kamachal and drusoy, a Jew can still take part. Doesn't matter. We're makel when it comes to bishul akum, and one will be able to be makel in that circumstance based on Ashkenazic custom. Again, Sfardim might have to follow the Shulchan Aruch and then be machmir in that case, but the in general, there are certain kulas of Sfardim, certain kulas of Ashkenazim in the bishul akum, hashlachas kisem, just turning on the flame, that the Rama quotes in that simen. But either way, this is machlo ben drusoy. So number one, machlokas Rashi Rambam, a third or a half, and a stira in the Shulchan Aruch, who he paskins like. Number two, the dimyun to Bishal Akum and Shabbos, the Radvaz about Nechel Kmoshi Uchai, the Sfasemes about, there are many posts that argue with Chananya, and then the Machlokes, what about from Machlo Ben Drusoy to Mavushal Kol Tzarecho, and then even within Bishal Akum, right, what happens if a Goy does it, Mavushal Kol Tzarecho, Machlo Ben Drusoy, is that too late for the Jew? Machlokes Bechaber and the Rama. Okay, we'll stop here.